So, using representative data of the UK population, which was gathered by the government, the business energies industry strategies, we find that a third of all UK workers believe that flexible workers make more work for others, and approximately a third of workers also believe that if you work flexibly, that your career is going to be damaged, or that your promotions chances are going to be damaged. And just in addition to that, just to see who then found it more likely to think that, flexible working caused more work for others, but also it is more harmful, it was mostly men, especially single men, but also fathers felt that flexible working caused more work for others, but also they themselves have experienced some sort of negative consequences due to colleagues working flexibly. On the other hand, it was especially the mothers who were quite, fearful about flexible working, but also those who have worked flexibly, the mothers who have worked flexibly, quite a large proportion of them have experienced some sort of negative career consequences due to it directly. Well, I mean, it's a whole bunch of different things. So I think the one thing we need to think about is what kind of work cultures do we have in the UK at the moment? And the UK is quite unique in the sense that it is a very long hours working culture. The TUC has been very critical about the fact that the UK still has quite a number of people working beyond 48 hours a week, which is against the law in the Europe's Working Time Directive. In addition to that, so we have the longest working hours per week for full-time workers at approximately 43 hours a week. Men are more likely to work longer hours and do more overtime hours. So if you look at flexible working, especially workers who reduce their working hours, so work part-time but also work, term time only or reduced hours, it deviates away from this idea of long working hours. And this long working hours isn't just because workers like working very, very long hours. It's because those long working hours, working long overtime, is considered to be a way in which, you can measure productivity, commitment, as well as contribution to the company. So anybody who deviates away from that is considered thus, not contributing as much to the company, making more work for others, not as committed, etc. And the sad thing is, we have so much empirical evidence to show that people who work flexibly are by far not, let's say, skivers, or like they work as hard, even harder than those who don't work flexibly. They are more productive, especially if you look at per hourly productivity, and they're more loyal, and they're more likely to stick to the companies, and stay in companies if they are given the ability to work flexibly.